Welcome to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, where modern portfolio theory can suck it. A student of the school of Graham and Doddsville and a clergy member of the Church of Warren Buffett, here's your host, Eric Schlein.
Hi, this is Eric Schlein. You are listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast. Today we have Anthony Waldachuk back on with us, and welcome Anthony back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to be back. Absolutely. So you were here to talk about National Stockyards today. So tell us a little bit about this company.
Okay. Well, National Stockyards is a pretty small company and a $12 million market cap. Their main business is the National Stockyards in Oakland, outside of Oklahoma City, where they essentially it's a – if you go online, you can see daily cattle auctions there. So as the name says, it's a stockyard, so nothing too exciting. But the one bit of side business that they've taken on a number of years back is over up in East St. Louis off the Mississippi, they own the old Armour meatpacking plant, which does not exist anymore because they the business somewhat went under. So,
well, let's put it this way: it's East St. Louis.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's
just saying
it's a exactly. So it is actually outside of East St. Louis. So if you're familiar with downtown East St. Louis, no, it's not. They're not in the business of renting out liquor stores and the like. It's actually. The Old Armour meatpacking plant is a very large lot of land. It's about, I think it was about 200 acres, roughly. That's riverfront. And they basically disassembled and got rid of everything, the entire meatpacking plant. So they're doing environmental remediation on that. Right now, so as it stands right now, they still have about 191 acres. So like 2 years ago, they sold 11 acres. Off for $890,000. So, you know, roughly speaking, you know, if you apply that to, you know, if you apply it, they carry it at about that land at about $3 million. So if you look at, let's see here, they have 191 acres left. So, you know, if you're looking at, let's see, 910, so about $90,000 per acre times 191 acres. I mean, that's a substantial amount of money for a company that's worth $12 million. They do pay a pretty good dividend, about $20 a share, which is roughly speaking about 7%. They've been paying that for about 5 years now. They state that the operations at the National Stockyards, at the Oklahoma Stockyards, pay for that dividend. So, their cash flow, they cash flow pretty well. The Stockyards itself, they probably have about $1 million a year in sales. So, you know, from that, that does fund that dividend pretty nicely. As far as, you know, you're looking at what they've done with that, you know, just to skip back up to the East St. Louis land. They actually have cleaved off some of that to put, there's a large golf course that they are 50% owners in, but they don't carry on the books for one reason or another. They, you know, who are they selling this land to? Mostly to the local government. They're actually putting freeways, streets, and off ramps from the freeway to the streets to make that land accessible. So they realize that, you know, they need to expand East St. Louis and hopefully into and produce that. You know, make that land more productive than the downtown area might be. So, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. And so through, you know, partnerships, eminent domain, that they're, you know, selling this land off. So, you know, they, like I said, they're carrying value of that land is probably about $3 million. You know, roughly speaking, you know, it's probably worth three times that. You know, they'd need to run through and do a little bit more environmental and remediation on it. But, you know, you have seen, like I said, the dividend 60, I mean, pardon me, $20 a share. But, you know, in years past, I've seen dividends reaching up to $35-40 a share. You can go back on like OTC Markets and check out the dividend history of this company. It's always substantial. You know, as far as what do they have on hand, they don't, unlike the other securities I've talked about, they don't have a slug of securities and on their books. However, they do carry about $2 million of cash on hand, and there's no debt on the company. So when you add it all up, it is does come in substantially higher than $12 million. It's not very liquid. You know, it probably trades once or twice a week, and even when it does trade at, you know, about $280 a share, you're really looking at maybe 5-10 shares total being traded. So, you know, nothing spectacular, but it's an interesting name. And
who's running this company? Who's the management behind this?
It's the folks at Oklahoma Stockyards. They run it from afar. They do have a handful of people on site, mostly property managers up there. So probably
are they majority owners, these guys?
They are, I don't believe so. No. So, you know, the thing could, you know, it could, combined, they could be. So I think that a lot of the members of that, the yards down in Oklahoma, they're probably owners. As far as like the ownership roles, I'm 100% sure of who's behind it.
I just always wonder with these small companies, you know, is the CEO getting paid $1 million a year, you know, or something like that?
Okay. Yeah, their expenses are fairly nominal. Okay. They don't, it's nothing spectacular. As far as like rents that they get off of the two properties, because they do have some buildings up on that, up in East St. Louis property, as well as the rents that they get from the Oklahoma Stockyards are about $800,000 a year. So, you know, like I said, that, you know, rents alone of $800,000, and then in addition to that, you know, a couple $100,000 in additional revenues they have at the Oklahoma Stockyards pays for the majority of that dividend, which is very safe. Like I said, $2 million on hand, probably about, you know, $3 million in, $9 million in expected value of the stuff up in St. Louis. Don't quote me on that, but that's my guesstimate. You know, the thing trades at a discount to a tangible book. And it is a functioning business that does seem to be.
What kind of discount is it trading at?
It's probably, you know, from what I can tell, it's, yeah, it's probably about like 20 or 30% discount to tangible book.
All right.
You know, so, you know, if someone's going to come in and buy this thing, you know, you'd have to probably, you know, what's it trading at now? 280-ish or something like that. You probably have to pay about 350 or something along those lines. Mm. You know, that's, again, just a guesstimate on my behalf. I think it's probably worth a little bit more than that because now that, you know, the Oklahoma Stockyards are actually, it's a functioning business that's doing quite well and growing, albeit not that quickly, because, you know, I'm not saying that beef is on its way out, but it's not being consumed in the manner that it used to be. So, but they've adapted to that, to the new realities very well. And, you know what, they, anytime someone trades cattle, they take their little cut and, that's it. It's a pretty decent business. It's almost an annuity, if you ask me.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Anything else about it?
No. I was going to say that East St. Louis Lane does have a short line railroad running across it, so I don't know what it's worth, but in scrap alone, I'm sure you could probably make a couple $100,000 off that. But, you know, they might just I don't know if they keep that around or not. Depends what the new owners, once they sell off that land, we'll see. But they are at that land portfolio is actively being sold, though.
So that's a real catalyst.
Yeah, no, it could be. Yeah, no, exactly. They are selling that land. It's not not with a lot of these other companies that are, you know, semi-dark. They just sit on it forever.
Is there any indication what they're going to do with that cash that comes in from that land?
I would bet that they pay it out. They're very good at basically anything up in a – if you look at their earnings over the years, anytime that, you know, they had some sort of large land sale, for instance, they've upped their dividend that they pay out every year. It's a once-a-year dividend. You know, like I said, it's usually $20, but it can range up to $35 or $40 if you look at the dividend history. And that'll goes hand-in-hand with land sales.
Interesting. All right, very interesting. Well, Anthony, I appreciate you coming on.
No problem at all. Glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
All right, have a good rest of your day.
Hey, you too.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast with Eric Schlein. If you'd like to connect with Eric for questions, comments, feedback, ideas, or to inquire about being on the show, please contact Eric at intelligentinvesting@gmail.com. So, in the words of Charlie Munger, I have nothing to add.